Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
All right, get ready, because at least you're not these morons who got caught trying to get away with crime, Aaron.
They're so bad at it, but at least it's entertaining for us.
I like it. Here you go. At least you're not a 39-year-old guy named Michael Lester from Winter Haven, Florida. He was driving on New Year's Eve when he called 911 to report a drunk driver, which happened to be himself.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
Michael called 911 and told the dispatcher, quote, "I'm just drunk driving and I wanted to call the cops to get, you know, to get him." He said he was too drunk to know where he was, and he'd been driving around all night trying to get pulled over. But apparently he got bored with it, with waiting, so he moved to the process. He just moved it along. The dispatcher managed to keep him on the phone even when he told her, or it should be him, he wanted to go get something to eat and that he was driving on the wrong side of the road, and she also got him to pull over as well. The cops eventually tracked him down and told him that he'd been drinking beer and taking meth. Wow, he was charged with a DUI.
Not shocking. He's just like, "Hey, I'm drunk driving. Can you come get me?
Happy Please. New Year." Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
At least you're not.
All right, at least you're not a 21-year-old girl named Olivia Sari and her 21-year-old boyfriend named Nicholas Larson from Tampa, Florida. They went to Erie, Pennsylvania over the holidays.
Okay.
And when they were flying back earlier this month, they got busted for checking their good old cat.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Literally, like, that's a pre-thing that you do. Like, they literally jammed their cat in their suitcase. That's not cool, dude.
That's not cool at all.
Not cool.
I'm angry over here.
I know, I'm a little, I know.
I'm peeved.
I'm peeved, too. It must have worked on the way there, but of course, it didn't work on the way back because the TSA says the bag triggered an alert. And when they opened it, they found the little kitty inside. No food, no water, and this will really peeve you off, and no air. That's not cool. Get their asses to jail, right?
Yeah.
The cat was turned over to the Humane Society, and Olivia and Nicholas were both facing charges for transporting animals in a cruel manner.
I will take that cat. I will take him, and I will give him all the food, air, and water he wants.
Let's go find him.